title of the message tonight, Some Things Never Change. Some Things Never Change. Basically, I'm not a great lover of change, but I understand that sometimes change is necessary. Some older people that I talk to, they say things have changed so much they feel like they're living in a foreign country. I'm sure you've all heard this statement, but times have changed. But times have changed. Have you ever watched one of those historical movies where these great armies got out there and did hand-to-hand combat with these swords and hatchets and long bows? Has a thought ever went through your mind, wouldn't it be something if somebody ran out there with a machine gun and started firing away? Boy, would they ever be surprised. Times have changed, haven't they? We no longer fight hand-to-hand combat like that with swords and bows and arrows. We no longer fight that way. We have smart bombs, and who knows really what all we have. Times have changed. But you know, as you think about it, that's about all that has changed, the times. Nothing really important has changed. And so in a rapidly changing world, I am glad that some things do not change. For instance, God. God does not change. Look at Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Father, we ask your blessing upon your word tonight. May it be a blessing and a challenge to us, for we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. For I am the Lord, I change not. And James tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God does not change. God has not been affected by the change of times. He has not rethought his position on matters of good and evil, right and wrong. He hasn't been pressured to get with the program. He doesn't mind being called old, traditional, and out of touch with reality, because he is reality. Truth is still truth. Sin is still sin, hell is still burning, and heaven is still shining. Jesus is still the only way to the Father. He is still a he and not a she, and he still opens wide his arms of grace and forgiveness to those who come to him by faith through Jesus Christ. God does not change. God was good last year, he'll be good this year. He's still good regardless of the many things that will happen in your life. If he loved us 2,000 years ago, he still loves us. If he watched over the saints of old, he will watch over the saints of new. God does not change. Aren't you glad for that? God does not change. Also, Jesus does not change. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 through 9. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. Considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. The writer of Hebrews is telling us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever in verse 8. In verse 7, the writer speaks of former leaders who are gone. Their memory lives on, but they can no longer guide us. But Jesus Christ is always available to us for counsel and guidance. Human leaders upon whom we lean for counsel may be carried by death beyond our reach, but Jesus remains the same through every generation. He says, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of the conversation. Their time will end. The time will come when they will be no more, and all you have left is the memory of them and what they have said. But if you need counsel and guidance for today, you need to go to Jesus, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change, and he'll always be there. And then in verse 9, the writer warns us not to be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. For Jesus is God's last and unchanging message to man. Since he is sufficiently the same, no other teaching can supersede or supplant him. Be not carried about with divers, different, and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. But don't be carried away. Don't be carried away. Stick with the teachings of Jesus and his apostles, and we'll find that we are safe because Jesus does not change. Third thing that does not change, God does not change, Jesus doesn't change, and human nature doesn't change. Human nature does not change. In San Jose, California, a man using a shotgun like a club to break a former girlfriend's windshield, accidentally shot himself to death when the gun discharged, sending a load of buckshot through his chest. Human nature doesn't change. Human nature doesn't change. It is a testimony to the fallen nature of man that with all the advances made in the human race, we are still sinners at heart. We are still barbarians at heart. The same evil that stalks us. Parents kill their children. Children kill their parents. There's cheating, lying, greed, and envy. They continue to be the traits of human nature. Human nature has not changed. And you know what? It's the same among both those that are educated and those that are uneducated. And human nature still doesn't understand. I was shocked when I read this. This was a quote by the mayor of the city of Atlanta, Georgia, the week after they had some killings there. He said, "There is a cancer eating at the heart of our society." That part is right. There is a cancer eating at the heart of our society. What is his solution? He goes on to say, "We need a debate about guns." You know, I thought he would have said, "There is a cancer that is eating at the heart of our society. We need to talk about the human heart." But instead he says, "We need a debate about guns." They still don't get it, do they? The world still doesn't get it. Ever since Cain slew his brother, men have been killing each other with stones, knives, swords, bows and arrows, muskets with powder and shot, repeating rifles, machine guns, semi-automatic handguns, and now with missiles and smart bombs. Nothing has changed. Men still kill men. Nations still rise against nations. They just do it quicker and smarter now. With all the advancements in education and science, men are still wicked at heart, having not grown an inch in matters of the heart. Do you know what the four most commonly used words in the English language are? The four most commonly used words in the English language are I, me, my, and money. I, me, my, and money. We live in a selfish society that does not think about God, thinks about human nature. Human nature has not changed. I read this story in Ray Comfort's book. It's almost too funny to believe. In Southern California, police carried out an interesting sting operation. They had a list of literally thousands of wanted criminals who had somehow evaded jail. Instead of risking their lives by going and attempting to arrest them, they sent each a letter saying that the criminals had won a large amount of money in a free lottery. So the police put signs and banners on a building. They placed balloons and even a clown on the outside to create a festive atmosphere to welcome the winners. As each criminal entered the building, he heard music and celebration. He was then ushered into a room where he was smiled at and his hand shaken. The facial expression changed from one of joy to unbelief as the person shaking his hand said, "Congratulations, congratulations, you have just won time in prison." Literally, dozens of criminals made their way through the main doors, were arrested and then ushered out the back door. It was interesting to note that numbers of the lawbreakers said as they were apprehended, "I thought it was a sting operation," but they couldn't stay away because of their greed. They were blinded to reason by the love of money. The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked, as the ancient prophet Jeremiah said. And nobody can predict what the heart will do. Men are now no less greedy than when King David stole that poor man's sheep. It is tragically comic that we, the smartest, more advanced civilization the world has ever witnessed, still behave as if we lived in caves, scrawled upon the walls and grunted instead of speaking words. The world has not changed. And I'm speaking about the world system tonight. The world system has not changed. Civilization organized without God. And with all of its advances, society, nations, America has not changed all that much. The world would still crucify Jesus if it had the chance to do it again. In John chapter 17, Jesus said the world would hate believers because they hated Jesus and because they hated the Word of God. Lately, I've heard the name of God invoked by many, and this causes some Christians to even rejoice. The name of God is used a great deal, a lot more than it used to. But you know what? When you hear the mention of the name of God, you don't hear very often mentioned the name of Jesus. You might hear the name of God invoked and spoken about, but you don't often hear about the name of Jesus. Why? Because it's easy to mention God because it has become a generic name for anything and everything that qualifies for a higher power. Today, basically, it has no meaning. It's like saluting an officer that isn't there. It's just a nice way for some politicians to end a speech. But the name Jesus is taboo because it's concrete. It's not abstract. You can attach any meaning you desire to the name God. But when you utter the name of Jesus, it means only one thing. The Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Son of God, the crucified Son of God. And you know what? The world chokes at the name Jesus. Has no trouble saying God, but Jesus, that's another matter. The world still hates Christians because they have the Word of God. Believers of the world, believers of the Word, hold to absolute truth, which, by the way, is out of style today and politically incorrect. All things must be relative, they tell us. There must be no judgments, only acceptance. No condemnation of evil, only affirmation. John tells us in his gospel that the world is passing away. Not will pass away, but right now the world is in the process of decaying, and anyone who fixes their star on the world is building their house in the direct path of the next storm. So before we break our arms patting ourselves on the back for our outstanding achievements, let's consider the many ways we are still the same old Adam. Times have changed, but that's all. God hasn't changed, Jesus hasn't changed, human nature hasn't changed, and the Word of God hasn't changed. The Word of God has not changed. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 23 tells us, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Stop there a moment. Peter tells us that we have been born again, that new birth experience, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new. We are born again through the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which lives and abides, how long? Forever. Doesn't change, does it? The Word of God will be here forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will remain. And then he quotes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 through 8. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, forever. When William Faulkner won the Nobel Prize for Literature, not a single book of his was still in print. How quickly the glory of man fades away. How quickly man's achievements go from our memories and from our influence. How quickly the glory of man fades and vanishes. But the Word of God will remain forever. It's amazing that the Word of God still has an impact on our lives like it did in days of old. There are many people who rush after every preacher who claims to have a new revelation from God. But John in his first epistle says that when false teachers come around, we should abide in that which we heard from the beginning. See, we don't need a new revelation. We just need the affirmation of the old and only revelation, God's holy word written to us, still alive, still quick, still powerful to us here this evening. I thank God that some things don't change. I thank God that he doesn't change. I thank Jesus that He doesn't change. And I thank God that He gave us a word set in eternity that does not change. Can I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this evening? I just hope this truth tonight will be a blessing to you. God doesn't change. Jesus doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as He ministered to those in Bible times, those that He walked with, He wants to minister to us in that very same way. As He not only walks with us today, but He lives in our hearts. And He sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, another comforter. Jesus said that He would never leave us nor forsake us. We never need to feel alone because He's always there. And He'll be the same to you as He was, as He is, He will always be. Revelation makes an interesting point about Jesus. It says that He was, He is, and He will be. That's a great way to sum up the eternal God. He was, He is, and He always will be. Here you have a need tonight. I would just encourage you at this moment to reach out to the unchanging God. He was good in the past. He'll be good for you tonight. If there's something in your future you're already aware of, you're already worried about, you're already dreading, you know that Jesus has already been there. He walks into your future. He's eternal. He's timeless. He's already there. That just simply means that He's waiting for you to get there, and He'll walk through it with you. So take courage in that fact tonight. Jesus, as the eternal God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was with you. He is with you. He will be with you always. Father, we thank You for the fact that You are eternal and that You don't change. Lord, the sons of Jacob would be consumed if You were a changing God. Lord, we would be consumed if You were a changing God. But You are constant and sure in Your mercy and in Your love and in Your forgiveness. Lord, we need that. And we thank You and we accept that. And Lord Jesus, we thank You that You don't change. We can build our life on You, the solid foundation. And Lord, we thank You that Your word never changes. That we can count on it. We can rely on it. All the promises that are there are yes and amen for us. And then, Lord, tonight we realize that without You, human nature does not change either. But Lord, I ask that You would change our natures and that You would change our hearts. Lord, that You would take this heart of mine and put Your heart in its place. Lord, that I would have a heart like Yours, a heart of love, a heart of compassion. And that, Lord, You would do that for all of Your people here tonight as well. That old things would pass away, and truly all things would become new. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.